Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the broadcast today. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share on this broadcast, the Lord put on my heart that there are some folks that are listening that have recently gone through the sorrow of having lost a loved one, a family member, someone close to you. And unless you personally have experienced the loss of a loved one, some of you might be young and you've not had that experience yet in your life, you really cannot relate to the grieving process, the shock, the trauma, the loss, even sometimes when it is expected. It could be the loss of a loved one who's well advanced in years. Perhaps they were sickly and it didn't come as a surprise, but nonetheless, the stark reality of death is a very sobering and a very traumatic experience. And so I just wanted to take this broadcast to pray for those of you who have lost a loved one and are grieving, because the Lord and only He can comfort you, only He who fully understands what you're feeling and how you're feeling. And before I do that, though, I would like to share some beautiful passages found in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to read verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. He's being very emphatic there, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. And I would just like to take a moment to pray with you who have lost husbands or wives or moms or dads or brothers and sisters or children or those whom you've loved very much. Father, I lift those who are grieving right now, that who have gone through the loss of a loved one. And Father, I pray, you know, that their loved one is with you, but it's us that remain that experience the loss and the sorrow of having our lives change because they're no longer a part of our physical experience in this realm. And so, Lord, I'm asking for you to do what only you can do, and that is to pour your comfort into their hearts. Father, I just take authority over all fears and concerns of the future. Lord, you are with them. And so I'm asking, Lord, that the changes that will now be in this new season of their lives with the absence of their loved one, that they will take hope and take heart and be encouraged to know that you will make a way for them and that their loved one is safe with you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for a divine impartation of your strength, of your comfort, of peace of mind. I bind and take authority over guilt. Many times the enemy will bring guilt, Lord, that they should have done this or they shouldn't have done that. And Father, I take authority over every lying spirit, and I just release now your comfort and your strength to them in Jesus' powerful name. I'd like to share with you a poem It was a Frederick Hosmer wrote it. I don't even know when he lived, but it's a beautiful poem, and it says, "Love keeps its own eternally." Let me share it with you. "I cannot think of them as dead, who walked with me no more. Along the path of life I tread, they have but gone before. The Father's house is mansion fair, beyond my vision dim. All souls are His, and here or there are living unto Him. And still their silent ministry within my heart hath place, as when on earth they walked with me and met me face to face. Their lives are made forever mine. What they to me have been hath left henceforth its seal and sign, engraven deep within. Mine are they by an ownership nor time nor death can free, for God hath given to love to keep its own eternally." Praise God. Love keeps its own eternally. If you'd like a copy of that poem, just feel free to request it, and I'll send it to you. That powerful scripture, beloved, we are not like those who have no hope. Grieving, beloved, is a natural process, a process of coming to terms with loss. It's a process that begins a healing work regarding that loss. Grieving is not unnatural. In fact, it's important to express our grief. And perhaps some of you know someone who's lost a loved one, and you want to know how to minister to them. Well, beloved, you can't fake or bluff your way to minister to those who are grieving. For to be able to minister to them adequately, you need emotional strength as well as spiritual maturity, and you need to offer stability to them. At such a time, people are generally just numb and hypersensitive at the same time. And sometimes grieving is not just, you know, a six-week process. Sometimes it can take years. But the point is, you will feel inadequate and uncomfortable. You won't know what to say or do. But there are four things I'd like to share with you for you to remember. First of all, no one has all the answers. You should expect feelings of inadequacy. Only the Lord fully understands what truly went on. And so no one can fully feel adequate to minister. So remember, you don't have all the answers. And then secondly, remember, people don't want a degree or a class on grief management. What they want to know is just, do you care for me? Does it matter? And you can reach out to them. They can feel God's love. God does expect us to be capable of supporting them in their pain, to being there for them. And thirdly, sometimes we have, if we're honest, we all hold expectations of how someone should act when they're hurt. We can't have our expectations limit what someone else is going through. They might scream, they might cry, and as a result, if they don't fit our projected expectations, we reject them. We cannot project upon them. We need to watch our attitudes. You know, it's not your, but their perception of their loss. Allow them an atmosphere for them to express their feelings of grief without being threatened or without feeling that they'll be misunderstood. And fourthly, keep your focus on them. Focus on the hurting person, not immediate feelings or trying to remember your past experiences to share with them what happened to me when I was dealing with so-and-so. We must not identify, but empathize. And so, what can you do in situations like this? The most important thing is for you to be there. Your presence is worth more than anything. You know, in the book of Job, Job's comforters had it right at the beginning. They sat in silence for a number of days, and that was perhaps the most comforting thing that he experienced. Once they started talking, he had a problem. And most times, beloved, remember, it's not the words. You know, it's anything is okay what they express. In grief, there's just that initial stage of being numb, And secondly, there's a recoil or rebound, if you will. They go back to the loss, and there's great emotional swings. And the third phase is recovery, a looking forward to what life will be like now without the loved one. It's definitely, there's no way around it. It's a hard time. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to be angry with God. God is not going to get his feelings hurt. Just tell them you love them and are praying. Crying is healthy. You don't have to make them cry. They were crying already. And crying has a tremendous release. And so don't avoid your genuine feelings. You know, there's no right words to say. And it's not, sometimes we think what we say is going to change their feelings because we want to help. And God knows that, but you can't solve it. This is really not a problem that you can solve. And lastly, just avoid platitudes. Don't say everything's going to be okay. God only takes the good. Don't even say, I understand what you're going through, because only Jesus really knows. You might say, I can't even begin to imagine the pain of your loss. You know, sometimes silence is better than speaking. Sometimes a hug is better than a scripture verse. And also be practical. Instead of saying, what can I do to help? Although that's certainly a wonderful gesture, be practical and say, can I bring dinner on Tuesday? Be specific. And then lastly, keep your promise. Well, this was just a brief touching of ways of, you know, how we can reach out to those who are grieving. But I just pray that God will give you the sensitivity and the love and the gentleness and the kindness, and just your presence there, the love of God in your heart, is a healing balm, a healing force that will just cause that grieving person to know that you truly love them, and more importantly, that God loves them. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's been a blessing just ministering to you this whole week, and I pray that you've been blessed, and I ask for your prayers that the broadcast will be a source of encouragement and light to those who are seeking God's truth and God's comfort. I love you, and I encourage you to write and share your prayer requests. If you feel an unction and anointing of the Holy Spirit to contact me, please do, because I tell you what, the Holy Spirit has a reason for doing that. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,